The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Back at the Gabba, Team Tyre Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotels bring you Before the Bounce. Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. As we go down boundary side, Pettis Suspension and Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview with Geelong assistant coach Corey Enright. He's Dylan Leach.
Thanks, boys. Yes, I've got the great man himself, Boris Enright, here on the boundary with me at the Gabba. Mates, 1v2. Now, Geelong have been in these sorts of matches before. Brisbane haven't. Is it some sort of experience or perspective going into these games?
Oh, look, we're really excited about the opportunity that's ahead of us today. Obviously, playing Brisbane, who are probably the form side in the competition, really. Their ability to impact on the scoreboard and play their way. So, we're really up for the challenge. And, we're under no illusions how hard it's going to be out here today.
Now, there's only one change to the side. You go with the unchanged squad, but the change this week was Mark O'Connor coming back into the team.
Yeah, he's had a really really good season for us, and once he got over his injury, we were keen to get him back in, slot him straight back in, and it'd be important for us today.
Boris, thanks for joining us, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Good luck, firstly, but just want to ask you about this ruck situation. Mark Blitzarves and Asava Radigalia are going to have to go up against Martin and McInerney. Is this a pointer to what we're going to see for the rest of the season as you try to lock down this side going into finals?
Oh, look, we're obviously not locked into anything as we go through the season. But we went with that combination last week, and we felt like we got some traction with it. So we'll see how it goes again against two quality ruckmen and both different in how they play the game. But we're obviously excited about what both those boys can do for us.
At the other end of the ground, they're in the defensive unit. That means then obviously Taylor and Henderson get another chance to work on their partnership. They haven't played a lot of footy together this year down back.
No, they haven't, but they have played a lot of footy in general. And they're both very seasoned campaigners and read the game really well. So we're obviously Lockie come in and he's played a couple of games and done really well. So we got great faith in him, and also the defenders as a whole, as a unit, have played really well together all season. So they've been a strength of ours.
Corey, it's been Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Who's had the guns out since they've been up here with the 28 degrees booming down on the torsos?
Who's had the guns out? I'm not too sure. Probably Nigel Lappin, I reckon.
Scarlo, any chance?
No, he's tamed it down a bit. Knight, I think he's rating himself a bit at the moment. So
okay.
He's dropped a few kilos. So
he's got the cannons out. You, for rounds 1 to 12, you averaged 14 goals. Since round 15, you've averaged 10. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into that other than just the forward setup. Is it, you know, that efficiency? Have you sort of been able to lock into why you haven't been able to hit the scoreboard as much as you did earlier in the year?
Obviously we were quite really efficient going ahead, and we knew that that probably wasn't sustainable for the whole season. So yeah, it's about just getting back to doing what we do well, especially as a forward group, and making sure we obviously create opportunities, but also take our opportunities when we get them.
Just looking too at the numbers, and I know sometimes numbers lie, just the tackle numbers of some of your smaller forwards, it was really up early in the year. It's dropped off. Now, I imagine that's a byproduct of other factors other than just the boys getting around the ball, the way you move the ball, all those sorts of things. But is that obviously something you want to get back to, because you were red hot with your small forward pressure early on in the season?
Yeah, we feel like that's, that's a hallmark of our game when we play well, that those guys are up and about and putting pressure on the opposition, whether it's through tackles or chases or all these sorts of things. So it's really important that we get back to doing that the best as we can. And obviously around the footy, making sure that we stick our tackles and get the ball going forward.
What about the weather? I mean, you boys we're all down in Geelong. It's 11 and 12 and you come up to 28 degrees. Is it some sort of slight concern? What's your sort of take on the weather factor?
Oh, well, look, I'm a bit probably old school in this regard, but both teams are out here playing it together. But, it's obviously warm, and, Brisbane are up here, probably see a bit more warmer weather than us, but if it's going to be this warm, it's going to be warm for them as well. So it's just important that we obviously get rotations well and adjust to the heat, but I don't see it being an issue, that's for sure.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Cats assistant coach Corey Enright. Here's Lee Brown.
Boris, good luck today. Brisbane, they're in... you know, really good form. That they've come off a really good win against the Gold Coast Suns last weekend. What are a couple of the areas you think you need to try and stop them in, or be better than them in today to win this game?
Yeah, obviously their ability to win the footy first and foremost, and give their dynamic forwards a chance, and that's been their strength not only in the past few weeks, but all season. Their forward line has been functioning pretty well. Their midfielders obviously get first hands on it a lot. So it's important that we do our best to nullify them, obviously, around the footy, but also, I guess, slow them up when we get a chance, slow their ball movement up and make them go slow and hopefully defend us for long periods.
And one of those dynamic forwards, Charlie Cameron, you got a match-up for him or you got a couple of guys in mind?
Look, I think it's probably going to be Jed Buse to start with. I guess we're pretty flexible down there and those guys could sort of take match-ups and different match-ups. But he's obviously a handful. He can mark the ball and he can get the ball on the ground. He's lightning quick, so whoever takes him is going to have their hands full.
Boris, what has Sam Menegola been sent back to the VFL to work on?
We probably, in hindsight, wanted him to probably get to the footy and just get to more contests and give him a chance to, I guess, play his way. We got confidence that he'll go back and play really well for us.
Yeah. Lockie Fogarty, can you give us an update on just how severe that hamstring is? There's some talk it might be 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm pretty confident that he'll be playing next week. He did some running during the week, so I would say that he'd be playing footy next week.
Stanley, Scott Selwood, Sam Menegola, James Parsons will all four play in the VFL against Williamstown tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, but obviously we got those guys, Charlie Constable. We got a lot of guys in there that are playing good, consistent footy at VFL level and ready for opportunity to come up.
And Boris, obviously fond memories for you here at the Gabba. How many minutes was it, and how many possessions did you have in your underpants that day?
Well, the minutes was way too long, mate. I feel like I was nowhere to hide, but I got the one kick, so I guess if I'm not remembered for anything else, I'll be remembered for having a kick in me jocks.
You needed a nut bra that day. You punching it out to the fat side in your underpants. It was some fantastic stuff.
It was just
stuff.
Lucky that it was quite hot and humid that day.
Boris, always good to catch up with you before a game. We wish you the best of luck and hopefully taking the 4 points back home with you tomorrow.
Cheers, boys.
Corey Enright joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to catch up with him for Prestige Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.